Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Moose Radio. On the air today, we got myself, Fallen, we got Jason Blaze with us, and Yeti. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm alright. The woman's gone through the isolation camp to work, and that leaves me home alone to do nasty things, like doing the radio tonight.
Nice. Yeti, how are you doing?
I'm fucking great. I had a great fucking series last night, and I'm excited to finish off my fucking week.
Well, I can be the first one to say that I'm glad my series are over this week, so...
Yeah, well, all I gotta say is...
resting.
I gotta say this. Fuck you, Vic, because you had to have been like, huh, I'm gonna piss Diddy off a plane Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 3 days in a fucking row.
Hey,
I gotta play tonight and tomorrow.
You put me playing 3 days in a row. I played Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Anyways, let's get into the show here. Where do you guys want to start off? You guys want to start off with results from Sunday?
Might as well.
Let's do them.
All right. Our first series we got on Sunday was the Blue Cudas taking on Chicks with Sticks. Game one, Chicks with Sticks took it 4-2. Then game two, Blue Cudas took it 5-1. And then game three, Chicks with Sticks took it to win the series 7-2. Yeti, what do you think of this series? I'll comment after since I was in it.
Sorry, what'd you say? Did you say you were in net?
No, I said I'll comment after since I was in the series.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I kind of said this was going to be a hard fought battle. I kind of gave Jacob the win, I'm pretty sure, here. But I did give you guys credit with pulling out one. So you guys shocked the world by taking out one of the number two teams going into the season start. So yeah, congrats on you guys. It looks like Pixelated picked off where he left off last season, and yeah.
Blaze, what about you?
Yeah, I'm just looking at your statistics on your team. I'm looking at you and Pixelated were going to be the 1-2 punch that I predicted. Question mark would be Revolving Monk. He's averaging about 3 goals a game. You know, that could be the downfall to your team. If you and Pixelated somehow don't make a game or just suddenly get cold, you guys would be fucked. But I predicted that you were going to win. I think I predicted a sweep, but you guys won 2 out of 3, so good enough for me.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a hard-fought battle, especially game one, games 1 and 2. Game two, we got scored on really early. That just blew us right there. So once we got scored on, we got rattled, and we could never make the comeback. But it showed we definitely came back in game three. But going back to what you're saying about Revolving Monk plays, honestly, most of the goals that he let in, there's nothing he could do about them. Especially when you talk about our series from yesterday, I'll fill you guys in on another goal that happened that it's just something he couldn't do. There's a couple that he may have been able. No, his short side, he was covering it. There's nothing wrong with his short side. I don't know why you guys keep saying his short side.
So what you're saying, Colin, is your defense sucks then. Because if he can't save it, then your defense would be that.
I'm not saying it's my defense's fault either.
What are you saying?
We're just fucking with you, dude. Let's move on.
It's a team sport, so it was everyone's fault.
Let me rephrase this. So it's your fault for not putting in a proper team strategy to cover defense.
I'm trying to explain stuff here that we usually do, and I don't want to explain at the same time because it's Mean Pix's game plan. So if I kind of say it, everyone hears it. Our game
it's called everyone just has to watch any streams that you guys do, and they just pick it up.
But his short side, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't know why you guys keep saying his short side. His short side is perfect.
It's an inside thing, first off. So if you don't know about it, then you don't deserve to know about it. Right, Sober? Right, Monk? You guys know what I'm talking about. We all know what we're talking about here. Fallen doesn't know what he's talking about. Let's move on to the next team here. The next series, anyways, because we're jumping the gun by going to your next series.
The next series you got is the Midgets, which is Cracker Joe, taking on Dump and Chase, which is Jets Killer. And this other series went game one. Dump and Chase took it 3-1. Game two, Dump and Chase took it 3-2. And then game three, Dump and Chase completing the series sweep with a 4-3 victory. Eddie, what do you think of it?
Well, first off, this was a shocker because I honestly thought Crackers Joe's team was going to actually win this series. From the, what I gathered, I was talking to both sides of the team, and Blaze stood on his fucking head. Pretty much how it was. They were saying that he was just stuffing Dom and John left, right, and center. They couldn't get no cross crease or anything. So kudos to you, Blaze. And also, you can't compete against fucking Saini when he's on his game. It doesn't matter. And by looking at it here, like, I think Saini, the scoreboard is kind of not telling the whole truth, but we all know that Saini pretty much led this team to a victory here on the offensive side.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Saini is definitely probably the biggest factor in this series. Like you said, I'm pretty shocked, too, that Jessica has actually won this series yet swept. I never would have predicted a sweep. I would have said maybe they would have taken one game, but not a sweep. Blaze, you want to fill us in on what happened with the games?
I think we played an excellent team defense. Most of our goals were pretty well Saini dangling the defense, getting right beside the defense, and then passing it so they can't do anything. Shylock played some gritty hockey there. Judge Killer pitched in from dumping to making an assist. Renton also played very excellent. And Grew, he grinded a goal and assist that series. Grew is definitely a true grinder. So I think the offense could have done a lot more. We were missing a lot of EA pucks and missing the net there. But if we would have hit every opportunity, this series would have been wide open. Long, bigger than what it is. That and Dom's are.
How many points does Dom have on the season so far? I gotta check that because him and Meth have a little bet going on who score more.
Who, Dominator Silva?
Yeah, Dominator Silva versus Meth. Let's see who score more goals by the end of the season.
I can tell you this much. Silva got hardly any points last night.
Silva's got 7 points.
Anyways, moving on to the next series. We've got we're moving on to Monday's series. I'm just trying to find the tab again. So on Monday we got Savvy, which is the Uncle Chubbs taking on the Blue Cudas. And this other series went Blue Cudas took game 1 7-1. Then Blue Cudas took game 2 6-3, and then Blue Cudas completing the series sweep with a 4-2 win. Is this a shocker for you guys that Savvy did not win one game in his season opener?
Yeah and no. I know they were missing the key element in the defense, aka Blue Liner, who was serving his one series suspension. But it is a surprise that they couldn't pull out at least one win. The Blue Cudas, captained by Jacob, that's a team not to mess with. And, they may have lost their series against you guys, but it looked like they were looking to rebound quick, and sure as hell they did. It shows the reason why they won the cup last season.
Please.
I wasn't surprised, honestly. Savvy sucks dick. The Blue Cudas, whatever the fuck that even is that like a blue waffle or some shit?
Blue Barracuda. Like, you don't know what a Barracuda is?
Oh, I know that. So, get rich. Like, fuck. Chicks with sticks? What the fuck? Anyways.
Chicks with dicks?
Yeah, for Drew.
Falling his Siberian chicks with sticks.
Blue Cudas, or the Blue Waffles, as I'm nicknaming them. They have a solid defense, and I mean Uncle Chubbies don't have much for anything, so I'm not surprised one bit.
Yeah, no, I was definitely surprised that Sabi didn't win. I was even expecting them to take at least one game, not a series sweep. We'll have to see how they did in their second series with Blue Liner in the lineup, but I'm pretty sure that they did not have Sabi in the lineup for their for yesterday's series. So we'll have to see how that series turns out. Moving on to the next series, we got the Chicks with Sticks taking on the Protein Parts. This how the series went. Protein Parts took game 1, 3-1. And then the Protein Parts took game 2, 6-1. And then Chicks with Sticks took game 3, 5-2. Yeti, what do you have to say about that series?
Sorry, the Protein Farts versus you, and you guys lost to Homebrews and their so-called AHL team that series, hey?
Yeah.
I think this is I'm pretty sure I actually said that Homebrews would win this series. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I did say that, so it ain't really much of a surprise. Because this team has played together pretty much a lot. I play like Mullet is a beast
now,
grinding, and was Rammer Hater playing?
Yes, I was about to say that Rammer Hater is playing. Homebrews was at work, so Homebrews did not play.
So pretty much the team was captained by Rammer Hater last night. So that is definitely no surprise right there. It looked like he implemented the same strategy he probably put in for the Blue Kudas last season as he captained them and won a cup with them. Now the Blue Kudas are taken over by Jacob. But anyways, yeah. So not really much of a surprise there. I did think it would be a closer fought battle for you guys in there. I mean, for the Uncle Chubbies, but... I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong fucking date now. I keep on scrolling up and down. Yeah. I was right the first time. Yeah. Like, yeah, that one game 6-1. I honestly thought
it was we lost that first game, then we tried everything what we could do to bounce back, and something was just not working for us, so we couldn't get nothing going. They just did a good job shutting us down.
Yeah.
Like what they did was when me picks or even Donnie would were skating with the puck, they would have two or three guys collapse on us and the puck would be in our zone in the next like 2 seconds. We couldn't even get the puck in their zone. Their defense was just amazing.
Oh yeah, I kinda know the strategy. I know the strategy they played. I don't wanna go over it on the radio because
collapse.
It's not just a collapse. There's a certain strategy they're doing. I kind of adapted it for my team, and I really don't want to go over it, but it is a very superior defensive style, especially when the other team's trying to break in.
Clearly, I didn't adapt to that style because I have a chick knocked up.
Blaze, what do you say about that series?
Didn't I say last Sunday there that the protein farms aren't as smelly as they were last year?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that they lost this series. I'm surprised that Paul
yeah,
is a man that's
actually
talking
about. Blaze, protein farms won. They didn't lose.
They won?
Yeah.
I thought you said that they lost.
No.
They lost game 3. They won games 1-2.
Oh, you suck.
And you know what's funny? On Sunday, Blaze here was skidding you off when he predicted you to win all your series.
Yeah, I know. I heard. I listened.
Oh, you actually listened to the radio show for once when you're not on it?
I had time to listen to it while I was entering stats on after my series on Sunday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had time listening to it while you were playing Pokemon Go.
No, that was me.
That off this morning. I got pissed off. I went outside in like a heat wave trying to find an IV sore. I couldn't find it. Pissed me off, man. I walked like 10 minutes for it and it disappeared.
I would say all I know is in on the 16th here, there's like a lure module event going on at Victoria Park, and there's supposed to be over 500 Pokemon Goers there, and there's going to be Wi-Fi mobile spots and portable chargers, and they're trying to make a record or something like that right now. So, yeah.
Well, in
London? I'll be there.
Kitchener, Ontario.
I'll be there.
And the best thing, too, is Rip and Beer Fest is going on in the same spot. So if you want to go get drunk and have some rips and play Pokemon Go, you can. Boom.
Fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, let's get back onto hockey here.
Yeah.
I named my EV Steve.
Okay. So we'll go on to the next series. The next series is Crack Smoking Monkeys, which is BC, CK Benson.
CK.
There you go.
CK.
CK Benson. CK Benson. Taking on
Bones Brigade. It's pretty.
which
if you don't know what Bones Brigade is, then I'll educate you a bit. Bones Brigade was one of the founding skateboarding like groups back in the day. They were huge. That's what Bones Brigade is.
Faint
no skateboarder.
Anyways, the series was Bones took it 6-2 in game one. Game two, trying to find it here. Game two, Bones lost 7-3. And then in game three, Crack Smoking Monkeys take the series with a 5-2 win. Eddie, what did you think of the series?
I'm pretty sure I predict a CK's team win here. Team, they're more individual players, so yeah, other than happening, thought the scores would have been close, like 7-3, and like it was just like back and forth, like those are the two, but they smoked,
yeah,
so it should do as well for them because they. Throughout the series down. And they pretty much got the passes kicked the first game and came back and they dominated the rest. So,
that game three looked a lot closer than the first two games.
Yeah.
Blaze, what do you have to say about the series?
Is Benson's team any good? That's all I'm really worrying about now.
Better Dangles. That's the team with Dangles. Hung Hustler, Cameron, John Galt, Sober's on there. Their goalies are either Cameron or CK. They also have Michael Scott and Wallen, a.k.a. Michael Jackson.
Well,
do you think they're going to beat my team tonight?
They're better than Sing's team.
In order for your team to win, you're going to have to, of course, neutralize Dangles, and you're going to have to neutralize Benson if he's playing up front, and get pucks on Cameron, moving, cycle. That's if you're going to get to this team, that's what you have to do to win.
Sure.
Yeah. So, with that being said, that takes care of Monday's series. So, we're on to Tuesday. Yeti, you're going to have to go with your scores because they're not entered yet.
All right. Yeah, I'll go. Let me pull up my pictures here. Well, first off, I got to say, kudos to fucking King Rome's team. We've had a fucking hell of a game, and it was a hell of a battle. All three games went to overtime. We did come out with the series win. Game one, we won 2-1. Game two, we won, and I have to say this on the air. Thank you, Kuzi. You bailed us out. He was our waiver. And we were down, I believe, 5-1 at one point. And we were down, 5-0. And then Kuzi scored 5 goals straight in the third to tie it up and take us to overtime. And then Mr. Matt scored his second game, GWG. And then game 3, we had to do a lineup change because Tucker Fan was able to show up. So Kuzi had to leave, and we played. I went up front, and Tucker went back to left D. Right D. Sorry, and we lost that game. I think it was an overtime too. I want to go back over here. Let me check. I think it was 3-2 in overtime. So yeah, all 3 games were hard fought battles, close and no OT. We came out with 5 out of 6 points, and I can't ask for more. Again, yeah, shout out to Kane Rome's team for playing such a good series with us. And yeah.
Well, it seemed like right after the draft, you knew Kane Rome's team was going to be one of the tough teams in the league. He just had an amazing draft. Your team also looked pretty good on paper after the draft too. So it's nice to see that there's actually a hard-fought series and there's not just blowout wins for teams this season unlike there was for last season. I don't know how many blowout wins we saw at the beginning of the season last season. Blaze, you got anything to comment on Yeti versus Rome last night?
No, I'm very shocked that King Rome lost. I understand it's a very tough spot, series. Kudos to both teams to actually get as many points as possible out of the series. But good job, Yeti. How good was Kuzi, would you say?
How good was Kuzi?
Yeah.
I don't think he's missed a stride much, and him and his fucking EA... working for EA, he knows his skills. So, yeah, he was pretty good. It took a little bit. The first game, it was pretty much his warm-up game, as I would call it. I honestly say if Tucker didn't show up game 3 and we had Kuzi, we probably came up with a sweep. But
we got Kuzi as a waiver tonight to replace Saini. So.
Yeah, well, that's a good upgrade from Saini. Saini's good, but Kuzi knows a lot about this game because he worked for EA. So, watch out. Cover Kuzi. Hurt him if you're playing Jets team tonight.
That's TK Benson's team, so. All
right, moving on. We got the next series. We got the Chicks with Sticks taking on the Midgets. And this is how the series went. Chicks with Sticks took it 6-3 in game 1. Chicks with Sticks took game 2, 3-2. And then Chicks with Sticks took the series sweep with a 5-3 win. Before you guys comment on the series, I just want to say, going back to what I said about my first series, the goals that Monk let in, nothing he can do about it because the one I'm talking about is I was in the offensive zone. I went to go pass it back to my defenseman. And the puck side, I guess the angle I was on, the puck bounced off the boards, went past our defenseman, straight down the ice. And Monk came out to get the puck and sent it back up to us instead of us skating back down to get it because it was going on net. And it went through his stick and went right into the net. it was just a weird goal.
So you're saying it is your fault then?
It was my fault because I was on a bad angle to pass it back to the point where
all the goals scored on Fallen's team is his fault. Let's avoid that.
Hey. We still took the series sweeps, and we still ended up walking out with 6 points. That's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeti, what do you have to say about the series?
Not much. It looks like Cracker's going to be in panic mode here soon, trying to figure out what's going on. Yeah. You guys came in here and showed who you guys are, and that's
it. We also came in here trying to get over the series that we had the day before, so.
Yeah, so. Just like my team, we're hoping to keep our thing rolling now that Luckton served his suspension. And, yeah. So.
Blaze, what do you have to say?
Really not much. Cracker Joe's team, I'm looking. Jump Monkeys are leading scorer with 10 points. That's saying a whole lot. They can't score. The defense kind of scares me with Ed and Cracker. And then Derek hasn't been playing as well as he could be. Derek,
Cracker,
I think
did not
he...
play defense.
What did he play?
He played center.
Oh, no wonder he lost. Jesus Christ.
It's bad. I can't remember who played defense for this day. But, yeah. So, going on to the next series, we can't really just... I don't know if you guys have the scores, but I don't have the score. I think I only have the score for game one in there. And it was Protein First versus Savvy. And only game one stats are in right now that are... It, like eligible to look at because game two there's something wrong with them, it looks like game one Protein Farts took game one 3-1. The rest of the games I don't know what happened. So unless we got a message from Blue or anyone that was in that series, feel free to send us a message with the scores.
All I know is that Blue wasn't too happy and I think they lost. All I gotta say. Let me ask Joker because he's in the chat right here. Joker, did you win your series?
Okay. Why is everyone saying I'm asleep?
Why are you asleep, George?
It's an inside joke. Okay, so they did not win the series. They got swept. Sabi's team got swept last night.
That's that would be why Blue's mad. All
right. I can't say anything right now. I gotta wait. It's just pissing me off. I don't want to wait another fucking 27 minutes.
Okay. Seriously, I am not asleep. You guys hear me talking. Jesus Christ. No one bugs Koozie this much when he falls asleep on his team.
We made a whole skit around
it. What are you talking about? Koozie still hasn't lived it down. Like.
So what you're saying is I'm the next Koozie, right?
Okay. Let me rephrase this. The reason why Koozie passed out in the middle of the series, A, he was tired, and B, he was way too fucking high at the time. I'm pretty sure that day we had a huge fucking smoking session in the party, me and Koozie, and who else, I forget, but I'm pretty sure that's the reason why he passed out that night.
I was pretty tired too.
You're
fine. Anyways, Koozie told me to F off because I'm bringing that up. Alright, moving on. We're going to go into predictions for, I guess, Wednesday and Thursday. And then that's basically it. Well, we might have something else on the show later on, but let's go into predictions. On Wednesday for tonight's series, we got Saini and his team taking on Savvy. Yeti, who do you think is going to win this one?
Well, Saini ain't going to be there.
I said Saint.
You said Saini.
I said Saint.
It sounded samey to me. And I can ask everyone on the chat if they agree with me, and they'll say
hey,
yes.
Girl, what do you think's going to win the series?
Savvy will win this tonight. I think Savvy's team will come out here and prove everyone wrong.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah?
Nope.
Yeah.
I think so too, actually. I don't know. It's gonna be an interesting one. But I say Savvy takes 2 out of 3. I don't see them sweeping.
I don't see him sweeping, but I see him getting 2 out of 3, and they might come out with 5 out of 6 points tonight. I can't say anything. But Blaze doesn't know anything, and Blaze could think Jets team's going to win, but you're not.
Blaze, who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is going to win, Saint or Savvy?
Saint.
Really? Why? Explain.
Not a big fan of Blue Liner's team after getting swept last series. I don't know. Even with Savvy, he's not that much of an improvement. So I'm just going to have to give it to Saint simply because Savvy's team sucks. That includes you, Blue Liner.
Not Blue doesn't suck. Blue's a legend. He scores on his own. He scores on his own net.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. The next series we got is Cracker Joe and the Midgets taking on Giving Him the Deek, which is King Rome. And I think this is a pretty easy prediction. I'm going to give this one to King Rome as a series sweep, and every single game will probably be a blowout. Unless Cracker Joe, I know he's listening, unless Cracker Joe can prove us wrong on the radio, because I know you guys could probably agree with me.
Yep.
But, yeah, this is going to be a blowout for King Rome. Unless Cracker Joe gets his guys together and gets some playing smarter hockey.
Cracker Joe just messaged me and says, get the dick out of your mouth, Fallen. No one could hear you.
Well, I don't need to because I got none in my mouth. Anyway, what do you think of this series, Yeti?
It could go either way, but I'm hoping the Crackers team can fix or shape up and come up with some wins here. So I'm going to say they're going to win the series 2 out of 3, but 2 games are going to overtime. So, yeah.
Blaze?
You're too optimistic, man. Cracker Joe's team, I've played against them. Dominic is solid, and so is John Monkey, but they don't seem to have that chemistry that's needed. I think what they're missing is a true centerman, not Cracker Joe.
And they're missing a Yeti.
Sorry?
They're missing a Yeti because that's the club that I used to play with, you know. The forward lineup would be me, John, and Dom. But
they're missing a true center. And I mean, even Dominaire on center and someone else on the wing, they would need to make a trade to make this team where it needs to be able to win the series. I'm giving it to give him the Deek sweep.
All right, moving on. The next series we got a lot of series tonight. Just realized that we got Yeti taking on Homebrews. I guess Yeti does not want to predict his series since he doesn't have to today since there's 3 of us on the air. But I'm going to give this one to Yeti's team. I think Homebrews may take 1 game, but I'm giving Yeti a 2 out of 3 here. I think you guys will probably play overall a better game than the pro team parts. Blaze, what do you have to say?
Give me a second. I'm stuffing my face. I'm going to give it to Yeti as well. I think they have a pretty solid team. Protein Cards still don't impress me one bit. I think it's going to be 2 out of 3 for Yeti. I agree with you, Fallen.
Well,
Yeti,
I will comment. Well, this is going to be a much anticipated series for Luckton because he's no longer serving suspension, and he was literally watching the stream last night, messaging me, God damn it, I want to appeal my fucking suspension. I want to appeal it. I want to play. So I know he's pumped up and ready to play. I know my team is fucking pumped up from last series. And you know what? We're just going to walk in here, and we're going to try and go for the sweep, but we'll be happy to win the series. But, yeah, we're looking to make a hot start and keep this going.
Should be an easy win for you guys, or at least two. Going on, the next series, the last series for tonight, we got the Dump and Chase, which is Jetskiller taking on the Crack Smoking Monkeys, which is CK Benson. Since Koozie's playing this one, I'm gonna have to give this one to Jetskiller. I'm gonna say Jetskiller's team takes 2 out of 3 here. Maybe one will go into overtime. All depending if Jason Blaze can stand on his head again like he did in that first series they played on Sunday.
So there has been a request for your presence in the Moose chat, Blaze. So I'm passing on the message. Get in there.
Bumpers. Give me a sec.
And sorry, what did you say before I was reading that? What series was it?
Jetskiller versus CK Benson.
I basically said
I gave it 2 out of 3 to Jets. Main factor is Koozie playing for Jetskiller, and I think maybe one game that Jetskiller loses will go into overtime.
Yeah, Koozie's going to be playing for him somewhere, I have to say. Yeah, it's going to be a...
And if Jason Blaze stays on his head.
I know Blaze's arch nemesis is Dangles, and he hates going up against him when he's in... I mean, Blaze is in net. He fucking hates going up against Dangles. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting series, but I'm going to give it to Jets team because, yeah, they're going to have the firepower of Koozie. Who's coming off the high?
Blaze, you want to comment?
It's gonna
yes, he's
nice
got my
series,
mojo,
though.
And he's going to win.
I got my mojo. We're going to win. Fuck you, Daniel.
Blaze. Pay attention to the chat. You're going to like what I'm saying. Anyways, moving on. We're going to move on to Thursday series. We got King Rome taking on the Blue, Jacob Montez and his Blue Cudas. It's going to be really close. I'm probably going to have to give this one to King Rome at least 2 out of 3. They're all going to be very tight games. You might even see a couple overtime games in there, but this is definitely going to be probably the series of the night to watch. It's going to be interesting. Let's see if the defense for Jacob can hold up the offense of King Rome. Yeti, what do you have to say?
Sorry, I was talking to my fiance here. I didn't catch all that.
We're talking about the first series on Thursday. We got King Rome taking on Blue Cudas, which is Jacob.
Well, this was supposed to be the Battle of the Giants, as everyone was saying before the season started, except for what the Power Rankings actually said. So, yeah, this is going to be a good series to watch. They both, on paper, have really good teams. I know King Rome's team is going to be coming off of a little animosity from playing us. But and I think they're going to take it out on their next two series. So yeah, I want to give it to King Rome's team here, taking 2-0-3.
Place, look at the chat, and what do you say about the series?
I think I'm going to give it to Montanez.
Yeah, why are you going to give it to Montanez? Please, you're acting like me on my first radio show. Yeah, I think this is, I think this guy's going to win. Okay. Elaborate. Why do you think Jamaica Jacobs going to win?
I'm a big fan of team defense. I think Jacob's got what it takes to shut down Rome. If Yeti's got what it takes, and I think Jacob's got what it takes, I'm going to give it to Jacob 2-3. I don't think Rome's Rome and Vic Lev will be able to beat Jacob's team defense. And I'm going to give it to Jacob 2-3. One game, off playing over team.
There we go. That's better. All right. Moving on. The next series we got on Thursday. We've got Saint taking on Jets Killer.
Jets will have Saini that I think he'll be playing. Saint, it should be.
Saini can be playing? Okay, if Saini's playing, I give Jets the series sweep. Another sweep for Jets. Well,
how about you look at the lineup that's listed and maybe that'll help.
It's too much work right now.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm trying to catch a Pidgey while doing a radio show, right?
Why are you trying to...
My dog walked right beside me and scared the shit out of me, so now I'm cuddling her.
All right. So what was the series?
I'm
looking at the
lines. It's Saint versus Jets.
Okay, so Jets has... Grew, Shadowlock, Jets up front, then Blaze on D, BC on D, Teddy and Net. That's what he has as of now in the lineup.
That's going to change because Teddy's suspended as far as I know right now.
So yeah, I was going to say, then that would mean you'll be playing Net, and I'm assuming Jets will be playing defense, and you're going to have Saini show up?
I don't know yet. We shall see tomorrow night, won't we, boys?
Now, I heard a little rumor, and maybe you could tell me if this is true or not, but Goofy's supposed to be playing tonight?
No.
No, that's what it says in the lineup.
He's not playing tonight.
Okay.
I know for a fact he's not playing because he's reffing tonight.
I was going to say, I thought his only nights he could really play, like his preferred nights are Mondays because of...
Yeah, there's a Pidgey outside my house. All right.
Did you know also that you could pick up all the Pokeballs that you missed with? All you have to do is tap on them.
Really?
So you'll never run out of Pokeballs?
I'm out of Pokeballs right now. Okay. Anyways, going back, talking about hockey, not Pokemon.
You were saying Pidgey, so I had to say it. If you lost all your balls, just pick them up after you throw them.
Okay, so, again, it all depends. If Saini shows up, I give this one to Jets Killer. If he doesn't, it's going to be a tough series for Jets, I think, for both teams. Actually, it's going to be a close, low-scoring series. Either way, we have to give it to Jets 2-3. If Saini shows up, they get the sweep. Yeti, what do you say?
I already said if Saini's playing, then they're going to win the series. If not, then it's going to be the other way around. It's going to be a 2-3 series.
Blaze, you want to comment?
Saini. You stuck. I'm going to shut you down. I promise you at least I'm good at missing you.
Okay. So, moving on. We got Yeti taking on the Crap Broken Monkeys, which is C.K. Benson.
Going up against me.
This is an easy one. It's going to be... It's either going to be 2 of 3 for Yeti or a series sweep for Yeti. I don't see the Monkeys winning this series.
Well, the Monkeys lineup is going to be Benson at center, Dangles at right wing, Sober at left wing, Hustler on, and Galt on D and Cam and Net. Fill-ins are going to be Pounders and Wallin. As of right now, my lineup is going to be BC, me, Meth, Drop, Lockton, and Hockey Town and Net. So we'll see what happens. Blaze,
what do you
think? Yeah, we should. I think this is going to be an easy victory for Yeti. No offense, but Benson and Daniels aren't going to beat Yeti's team. They're talking about the synergy in NHL 17. Well, I think Yeti's already got it in NHL 17. I think they're going to come out with at least 2 out of 3, if not a series.
Did Blaze stop talking or did he just cut?
He says, I'm going to win the series. The worst I'm going to do is 2 out of 3. Pretty much agreeing with you.
He could have just said that.
And I'm going to third that vote. My team's going to win. The worst we're going to do is 2 out of 3. I love you, Dangles, as a good friend in the Moose, but watch yourself on the ice because you're going to be picking yourself up a lot from me.
All right. So with that being said, we're pretty much done the results and predictions because next is Sunday. Captains, if you're listening, don't forget, put your lines in. It definitely helps us out on the radio show.
We got suspensions. They've been posted 14 minutes. Look at the season 29 suspensions. Last night, Steel City fan did not show up, and she chose to play LG, then Moose, even though when he was scheduled and told the captain he'll be able to show up. He is now suspended for 6 games, 1 week, and has a 1 week site ban. Kane Rome will be assigned a waiver until Tuesday of next week. Steel City will be eligible to play Tuesday night series. Blaze, do you have more on the waiver that it's been assigned to him, or is that can that be disclosed on the air?
Well, I personally don't know. Blue Liner asked me to find a waiver, and Blue Liner assigned them a waiver. So,
okay. So, and then we're going. All right.
Okay, I just want to cut in here and say that these are the type of guys that don't belong in the league. If you're going to choose a different league over a Moose, get the fuck out.
Also, Teddy Bear is suspended. Also serving a 1 week 6 game suspension and 1 week ban from the site. The reason why, Ted signed up with full availability and confirmed with his captain, Jets, he could play this week. Pretty much the same thing.
I got a question though. Where's the suspension for Howling Star? Apparently, Howling Star was scheduled to play. He was alerted by his captain, which I believe is Crappy Joe, that he was gonna play, and he no showed.
Okay, first off, on Howling Star, he has a somewhat legitimate reason. His wife just had a baby. She had a C-section, and right now he cannot be doing much, but he's a first new daddy kind of deal. That's what I understood. So I think that's the reason why there was nothing being suspended about him. Because if we're going to suspend someone for being a new father, then we're going to be suspending a lot of people.
Well, I didn't know that happened. So I was just told that the last I talked to Cracker about this, he said that he had Howling Star in the lineup and Howling Star no showed. So that's all I was told. I didn't know anything else after that.
This is what I've known. I've known Howling Star is having a a kid because of he's buddies with a couple of my teammates, and they've also expressed that to me. So yeah. So yeah, and the reason why back to Ted's suspension, he did not make it public available, like his availability that he'll be missing any days, and he did not say he'll be letting the captain know of any possible MIA days. Right there.
When he went out, he said that he didn't know he was playing when he was told three times in advance, and he decided to go out and get drunk.
And also on top of that, you could see the lineups on the front page. All you do is go down, click lineups. It's accessed by everyone.
It's a lot easier to read now.
Yes, and you cannot, like, only captains can input information on there. Everyone else can read it. That's it. So you have no longer this excuse, I didn't know I was scheduled to play or all this stuff, because you've been told by your captain privately, most likely. It's on the public website, and you also know your own availability. So there's no excuse. We shouldn't have to be dealing with this shit season after season after season. If there's a possibility that you're going to be missing days, you put down. How hard is it? We'll let captain know of any MIA days. How hard is that?
It's not hard at all. To say truth, I already made for next week. My lines are already made, and my guys already know when they're playing. So, if they're gonna tell me that they can't play, they have well in advance to tell me.
I understand shit comes up. That's why you also have to put this fucking in there, because I could be sitting here and have to go to Buffalo one day, and get stuck there. You know, like.
Or you have to catch a Pikachu and you're going to be late for a series.
Or my boss tells me I have to get to Quebec to pick up this load and come back. I have no choice. You know,
or
there's stuff like that.
Go to your house.
All right. Yeah. So that's it for the suspensions I see right now. I'm pretty sure there'll be more to come up.
Talk about right now, unless we want to kill some time.
Yeah, I got 3 more minutes, so let's kill some time here, and then I'll make another announcement.
We'll go to a commercial break, I guess, for a bit.
Yes. So if anyone's looking to play Diablo 3, Joker is looking to play with people. I guess he's just...
I guess something to talk about. Talk about Pokemon Go.
I've already given you all the info. I gave you my
blaze, man.
Yeah. Does the servers crash for you guys too?
Yes.
No.
Because they only have limited servers open right now. All right. What are you using? Android? Are you using
iPhone.
An Android? iPhone? Okay. So yeah, it's weird because they only have it accessed in 4 countries. So their servers are only running at, like, I think it's 10% capacity right now. So a lot of people are crashing. The game's failing a lot. But that's only because it's supposed to be beta. When they actually do release the full version, I hear they might be adding more.
It's supposed to be July 3rd. July 31st.
They're going to be adding a little bit more Pokemon, too, to it. So on your beta versions, you're going to have to fucking probably do an update because they're going to add more Pokemon.
No, don't add more Pokemon.
Why? There's only 150 in the game right now. Their goal is to add all generations of Pokemon into it. 250 is how many you can have. It was 150, and then
they should just keep the originals.
They have 714 Pokemon known to an existence right now.
Yeah.
But do the originals, from the first season,
first generation, you mean?
Yeah, the first generation.
Well, then you don't get Mew, and you don't get Mewtwo.
I don't need Mewtwo.
Why? Mewtwo is probably one of the best Pokemon out there.
Mew.
Even though he was a clone, he was stronger than Mew.
No, Mew's better. fun.
You guys are fucking talking about goddamn Pokemon.
Well, we're doing some time filler right now because we got 3 seconds before I can announce anything.
Look at Mew. You're so cute.
Oh my god, John.
let me get a confirmation that I can say this.
Okay, it's 8 o'clock. Yeti's taking
over. It is technically official now because it is past 8 o'clock. There has been a trade made, ladies and gentlemen. Dun, dun, dun. Sabby trades.
Wait.
Through.
Let me load up my second one so I can do this while you announce it. So I don't get messages from you bitching.
All right. You ready?
Okay, Sabby. Yeah, Sabby. Who's he losing?
Sabby trades Drew. Everyone knows who I'm talking about. And Fur Beach to me. And I trade Sabby, Drop, and BCO.
Now, the question is, how good is BCO?
BCO is pretty good.
Is he better than Drew?
No, not offensively. That's for sure. BCO is a good defensive center, and he works well with Drop. The crap.
And Sabby got BCO and Drop.
Yes.
Trades updated on the site, by the way. Thing is, with Drew, is his connection better? I have yet to ever find out about that. I know last season he had connection issues on faceoffs and all that stuff, where he was lagging a lot. So if that's fixed, he's definitely worth it. If it's not, I don't think it's worth the money that he went for. But I think, Eddie, I think you won this trade for sure. Blaze, what do you say?
Honestly, I think it's a pretty even trade. You're trading a little bit of defense towards a little bit of offense. We'll have to wait and see how that goes.
How do you
feel about this trade?
I really like this trade. Drew, someone I was kind of looking at before going into the draft. It's not something I really wanted to do right away, but it was something I knew I kind of was going to need to do, so I might as well jump on it now instead of waiting and having people take advantage of any situation that I might be in at the time. Drew is, as everyone knows, a very highly skilled center and top two, I would say, in the league right now, behind King Rome. And I feel him, me, and Matt up front is going to open up a lot more opportunities. And I just think that with this, it and makes us into a more bona fide cup contender, especially with me, him, and Luckton all on the same page. So, yeah. Watch out, everyone.
Again, it all depends on his connection. I know, like I said last season, he had connection issues with me, and he did not perform to what I expected, so...
Or maybe it was just you, too. Bum, bum, bum.
Maybe. Who knows? So, with that trade being announced, that actually pretty much wraps up the show.
Yeah, it does.
Any final words, Yeti?
Keep your sticks on the ice, fam. Have fun. Don't be douches to each other. Actually keep in contact and communicate with the captains and players. And don't be fucking idiots. Show up when you're supposed to. But if there's something happens, try to let your captain know ASAP so they can fill that spot and you don't get suspended.
Exactly. Please, final words.
Joe Benson.
What?
I think he just dropped. Man, he dropped.
He dropped. Well, loser.
He dropped.
Guys, this is myself, Fallen Yeti, and on behalf of Jason Blaze, have you guys yourselves a beautiful Wednesday night, yeah, even greater Thursday, and let's get ready to finish off week one and start week two this last season of NHL 16. This is Fallen Yeti Blaze signing out.
Damn, I'm in the cruise ship. I'm tired.